Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Off to an even later start than our typical late start Mondays, but we're here and lots of things to get done today in my life. And my wife goes in for a follow-up from the torn Achilles. And so trying to make all the arrangements in my schedule to help with that. And so we're here, and we'll get the morning's devotion and prayer time done and go about our day. So whether you're catching this live and later than normal, or whether you're just picking it up on the podcast feed at another time, welcome. And I'm glad that you've chosen to join in this, in growing and learning and being encouraged. And so yesterday we talked about living with faith here at Deer Run. We covered Matthew chapter 15. And so throughout each weekday morning, we're going to look at a different aspect of the faith that we ought to be living with. And we're going to start right off with living, talking and praying about living with a growing faith. It's not a static thing. It's either growing or it's declining. In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, simply says, "The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith." Now, I suspect if those who were spending their time with Jesus personally, who were traveling with him, who were present for his miracles and the healings and the feeding of the multitudes and the in-depth teaching, if they felt the need for their faith to be increased, how much more ought we to continually ask God to increase our faith? Now, one of the difficulties you'll discover is asking God to increase our faith is, well, kind of similar to asking God to give us more patience. It isn't easy. The increasing of our faith puts us, requires us to be put in positions where it requires faith. That we have to trust God, that we're no longer able to trust in our own support and means and ways of life. Our faith grows when we're forced might be a strong word, but when putting our trust in God is the best option because everything else looks disastrous. And so we live life. We increase our faith similar to the ways that we increase muscle. We use it. We put it into practice. We allow it to be strengthened. And it's my understanding for those that are really into physical bodybuilding, there's a routine. There's a process of using the muscle and letting the muscle rest and grow, and then using it and letting it rest and grow and using it, and over it goes. James says that our faith without works, if it's not doing anything, it's, well, it's dead. And so we have a growing faith when we put it into practice. When God's Spirit and His Word leads us to things that are uncomfortable. And our human response is, no thanks, I'll let someone else do that. But God's response is, trust me. Shared numerous times of my real attempt was to get money, but to go to college. I was studying computer technology in the early 80s. Everybody said, if you want to make a lot of money, that's how to do it. And I said, sign me up. I want to make a lot of money. And I studied and I studied. I excelled at the computer technology courses and all of that stuff. But I finally reached my final term, and I was required to take a speech class because I had put it off the entire schooling. And I could no longer put it off. This is my final term. And I went in and picked up the syllabus and read through all of the speeches I would have to not only write, that was not a difficult thing, the speeches I would have to stand up in front of class and speak. I walked out and I did not return. I said, I can't. And over the years since then, God continually put me into positions that said, by His Spirit, speak. And it wasn't easy, and it wasn't pretty, and it probably wasn't very productive in the lives of those that were hearing, but my faith eventually began to grow. And finally, God says, you're a preacher. And by that point, my faith had grown to the extent that I was able to say, okay. And yet, each week, my faith is continuing to have to grow because it's relying on God. And that's what faith does. It takes us out of our comfort zones and puts us into a position where we rely on God to do the things that, well, we know we can't. But we've learned God can. So faith isn't about us becoming stronger or better or bolder or anything else. It's about us relying more on God and less on ourselves. And when we grow with that type of a growing faith, what God can do in us, what God can do through us, has no limit. And it's limitless because of a growing faith. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us the things that we need in order to accomplish good works that you created in advance for us to do. But Father, I recognize that many of those good works are not easy or comfortable for us. In fact, if we had the ability to do them on our own, we wouldn't need you. At least we wouldn't think we needed you. And the product would be something that we would have a tendency to brag about. But God, when we walk by faith, when we live by faith, when we speak and act by faith, we discover we're doing things we can't do. But you can. And the product is something that we can't brag about, but we can honor you about. That the way we love people is a result of your Spirit working in us and our faith in you that your Spirit can do it. The way we give, the way we serve, the way we listen, the way we speak. All of these things that are part of a growing faith that allows you to lead and it allows you to do and it allows us to simply go along for the ride. And Father, when we live with faith, we live in a way that you get the credit, you get the glory. The work that is accomplished is work that we recognize we could never have done on our own. And our faith grows as we begin to see you doing things that we thought were impossible. Not just things out there, but things in our life. You know, it's one thing for the crowds and the disciples to see Jesus take a few loaves of bread and a couple fish and feed a multitude. But to see Jesus heal people through them. Love people through them. Do things through them that were impossible. In fact, times when they tried to do it on their own and they failed. Jesus had to remind them that prayer and fasting, connection with you, Father, was the key in all of it. And so, God, today, help us to live with that growing faith that continually leans into you, that continually trusts you for all that we need. And as we trust you and as our faith grows, may all that we accomplish bring glory to Jesus, so that we would lift him up and many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.